When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
It is no fluke. The Cincinnati Bengals are headed to Super Bowl 56.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
I think if you would have told me before the season that we'd be going to the Super Bowl, I probably would have called you crazy.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
It's intercepted, and Traven Howard clinches the NFC Championship game.
Earlier on the show, Rams offensive tackle Andrew Whitworth. Coming up, Pro Football Hall of Famer Marshall Faulk. Plus, your phone calls and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Great chat in hour number two with Andrew Whitworth, whose Rams made the Super Bowl last night. Man's a 40-year-old, asked him point blank if he thinks that this is his last game, and clearly he's not going to retire to the Rich Eisen Show, but he did say it was more likely than not that it would be, just close to enough. So that's plans to retire. That's plans to retire right there. That's the phrase that pays these days, plans to retire, right? So much to talk about on this championship Sunday, and we have about the Rams and the Bengals making it and why the Chiefs and the 49ers did not. We really haven't spent much time on why the 49ers have not. Perhaps we can do that right here, the top of hour number three, with a man who I love and adore, worked with for a very long time, and got to hang with last night. Susie and I were the guest of our friend Kara Henderson-Snead. I've known Kara since 1996.
Wow.
We go way back to ESPN together. She was the first feature reporter and reporter for NFL Network back in 2003. We launched NFL Network together. So I've been there and done that with her. She's now the wife of the general manager of the Rams. Not now, she has been for years. But at any rate, so we were there last night. And you know who strolled into the suite? Pro Football Hall of Famer Marshall Faulk.
Hey.
And to make sure that he could not leave, it was Susie's job to make sure that he could not leave. This will be a fun photograph the Thursday after the Super Bowl when they're co-hosting this show together.
I know.
He's a Pro Football Hall of Famer, one of my favorite people on the planet. He's Marshall Faulk. How are you, Marshall?
I'm doing good, Rich. How are you, man? How's it going?
That's fine. Susie made sure you were not leaving the suite because, you know, you
tight man-to-man coverage, bump and run.
It was definitely. It's definitely a 5-yard penalty. There's no question about that. No,
that's getting flagged.
Why did the Rams win that game last night, in your estimation, Marshall?
Literally, the trades that they made, all three moves that they made, Stafford, in the fourth quarter, when you look at the numbers, he made the throws that Garoppolo didn't. He made the throws that, at times, Jared Goff would make. When they took Kupp away, OBJ made himself available. And then we saw Von Miller on the other side of the ball, the complimentary. They couldn't just double team Aaron Donald and maybe slide and chip Floyd. Oh, man, it was all the moves, you know, that they've made this season and this offseason, they all roost. It was perfect.
And you know, I guess there was that moment in time, that ball was in the air where maybe the one mistake you just make, obviously I'm not staring at all 22s, but the one mistake, the actual terrible mistake, only one of the postseason that Stafford made, throwing one up for grabs that tart of San Francisco just had the proverbial hands like feet, could have picked that one off and didn't. And that right there is when I thought, even though, you know, it was a 10-point deficit, this could actually be the Rams' night when I saw something like that.
That was like the one throw that I saw carelessness with. And you know, I've been tough on Stafford. Like I put it out there. I felt like, man, I don't know, is it Detroit or was it Stafford? But throughout these playoffs, Rich, he showed me what I needed to see, that he's capable of taking care of the football and not needing to be the hero, just being the quarterback who win the game and not caring how it looked, you know. But that one throw, I mean, even the throw on the interception, you know, the one that was a little behind Cup, made a good play. You know, ball got popped, ball got tip drill, right. Interception. I was actually okay with that play, you know. But other than the throw up, he's been dynamic. Like I'm serious. I'm impressed. I did not know that this guy existed in Matthew Stafford. I'll be honest.
No.
I just didn't. Rich.
Wow. So he has officially won you over. Was what you're saying, Marshall?
Like he has shown me that he's capable of playing. You know, all these quarterbacks, they can play in the regular season, but you get them in the postseason, and it's different. And it's the difference in Mahomes in the first half and Mahomes in the second half. Mahomes in the second half was like it was a regular season game, and like Cincinnati was just going to lay down. No, he lost focus.
Yeah. Marshall Faulk here on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's switch gears then real quick to that. You said Mahomes treated the second half. Like, repeat that one more time. Let's get to Mahomes there and what you thought.
Yeah.
What happened with Kansas City yesterday.
The second half of that game, you know, they're up 21-3, and Cincinnati didn't look good. The second half, he got a little lax. It was like they have another game to play if they lose this one. He wasn't playing like this was it.
How does something like that happen?
It does. I'm telling you, it does. I mean, the first half, he wasn't running around. He was running up in there when he had to scramble, getting the 2 to 3 or 4 or 5 yards, making plays. And then all of a sudden, he started doing the dancing around, you know, like his offensive line, like last year when his offensive line was bad, what he had to do. And he didn't have to do that. I mean, case in point, those 3 points there's no way you throw that ball to Tyreek Hill at the end of the first half. Mm-hmm. And Andy, listen, Andy's always going to try to jump on the sword, but Mahomes is not like a first or second year guy. Like this is, he's been there, done that. You cannot complete that ball knowing that your guy can't get out of bounds or, you know, stop the clock. You can't do that. He knew better. And he said, I got greedy. You can't do that.
Well,
and the second half was more of that.
Yeah, it did seem that way. It did seem like, you know, the Bengals were kind of daring him to do the big play stuff, right? By putting eight in coverage, sometimes just rushing three guys and daring him to, you know, to be the big play guy when they're basically showing him to just keep making that profit and matriculate the ball down the field. And he dropped the football a couple times. I mean, it was just wild to see that happen. Marshall,
I could not, it looked like one of those actually, it looked like early in the season we were questioning, was the Mahomes magic gone?
And
then they tightened it up, that focus came back, and you saw the Chiefs that we know of, and then it came back.
Do you think the mystique, there is something that comes with that word when you know when it's used. Certainly now when the AFC is now being reconfigured after 2 decades of Brady, right? And him being out of the conference for 2 years now and maybe out of the league. But that this is a reordering of things. And the fact that Mahomes has made it to 4 conference championship games is remarkable. But as a 50% hit rate on making the Super Bowl and only one W in the case, do you think that this mystique has taken an irreparable hit, Marshall?
No, I don't think so, Rich. I think it's just there's a learning process to what you learn about playing in this league and not taking it for granted. I mean, Dan Marino will tell you that. Jim Kelly will tell you that. And he will definitely evaluate his play in that second half that the throw that he made at the end of the second quarter and then the second half, he will evaluate his play, and he will be better. He will be better.
Marshall Faulk here, Pro Football Hall of Famer here on the Rich Eisen Show. One of the storylines that I think you're going to be hearing a lot about over the next 2 weeks, certainly if Brady does make his announcement official and the Brady nostalgia will be in full bloom, that Joe Burrow will have a long 2 weeks of, or we'll hear for 2 weeks, Joe Burrow is the next Brady, potentially, you know, a quick ascendancy, possibility to win it all, taking on the Rams and in the Super Bowl, so on and so forth. Do you buy any of that, Marshall?
I think the comparison, it's not just the play and like regardless of what happened. You get sacked 9 times, you usually lose. Let's be honest. But it's, you just don't win games when you get sacked 9 times. But he has like that it factor, and the people around him, they elevate for him for some reason. And I literally said, I'm like, Rich, he's not an average Joe. He's more in the Joe Montana, more in the Joe Namath mold. Like, he's not just an average Joe, you know, and he has a little something about him. And you just, you like it. You like it. I mean, the guy has the Cincinnati Bengals in the Super Bowl.
That does actually say it all, right, Marshall?
Yes. And it's not like, you got to think, you go through Cleveland's supposed to be the front runner in the Super Bowl, Baltimore and Pittsburgh, to get there. You beat the Chiefs twice. Like, they didn't take an easy path. The Titans, no easy path. Think about what they've done.
It is incredible. I guess it's lucky for the Bengals that Burrow didn't tell them, draft a defensive lineman, I'm not coming. Right, Marshall? What'd you say?
Right. I mean, listen, to last year.
For instance, I just say, just as a for instance.
Yeah,
you know?
I know. I literally dusted off like my old card of me.
Yes.
You know, being photographed in a Bengals uniform. And what could have been. And then I just like, you know, okay, they're in the Super Bowl. Nice. I like it. They've arrived, Rich. I have to give them some, listen, man, what they've built. And I heard somebody say something last night that was like relevant. When you look at their team, they're built around players who have played big time college games. And the stage wasn't too big. When you think about Burrow, Chase, Higgins, like these dudes played big games, man. Big games on the big stage in college football. And the stage wasn't too big in the league.
Sort of like Michigan in the Big Ten for Tom Brady.
Yeah.
You know?
Same thing.
Yeah,
I mean, but except y'all didn't let him play in the Big
Ten. Hold on a minute, Marshall.
No.
He had 5 times as many passing yards as Drew Henson his senior year, where he beat Alabama in the Orange Bowl to walk out the door, and somehow, some way, he fell to 199. Marshall.
Let's just say this. If Tom was at Michigan right now, he would have been in the portal just like Joe Biden.
Don't go all Albert Breer on me, Marshall. Don't go all Breer.
Laughing at Michigan the way we're laughing at Ohio State.
Never go full Breer, Marshall. You know that.
That's good advice.
Never go.
We would be doing, let's be honest.
Please.
We would. Like, don't you know, like, Ohio State is like, hold on, wait. Who was better than Joe Burrow?
Dwayne Haskins.
What was that guy?
Dwayne Haskins.
Yeah.
But he threw 50. He threw 50 while Joe went 60. You know what I'm saying? So.
Hey, man, I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you got to have an eye for talent to miss Joe Burrow. Like, you got to have a really good eye for talent to miss Joe.
Is your first ever quarterback in the pros going to leave Michigan to go coach the Vikings, Marshall? What do you think?
I just can't see. Listen, Michigan has stuck by him through thick and thin. I can't see him leaving them high and dry right now. I just can't see that. Like, I feel like I know enough about Jim that he entertained, did what he needed to do, And I know some people feel like, oh, he's not paying attention. But I think when you find out what he turned down to remain at Michigan, it's going to say he's all in with Michigan.
Okay. That would be great for me. I'll buy that. And what do you think, Marshall Faulk, the Niners and their brass, Coach Lynch, are thinking about Jimmy Garoppolo this morning? What do you think?
They're not.
What do you mean?
They're not. They already know. Like just this was it for Jimmy. Like this, that's a wrap. I'm gonna be honest. Jimmy, you were standing next to me, and I was like, okay, here it is. Now Jimmy G is about to show up. Some people can handle the pressure, and some can't. And when it gets thick, whether it's the ball, the touchdown to Emmanuel Sanders that he missed in a Super Bowl against the Chiefs, or you know, some of the throws that, I mean, that game should have been out of hand. I never seen Jalen Ramsey drop a ball that hit him in the chest. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just, he cannot handle the pressure right now.
He had Kittle he had Kittle open, right? Obviously, he hit him for the touchdown, but he had Kittle open for a touchdown in the first quarter. I mean, that was right there, you know.
No, it's Rich, it is what it is, man. You either can handle those moments or you can't. So, I don't want to take anything away from the guy. I don't feel like he's built to handle the moments.
Would you go and hire him if you were a GM somewhere else? And, you know, if let's just say you're Pittsburgh looking for the guy after Roethlisberger, let's just say anybody looking for you would take?
I'd bring him in. He'd be my backup. Yeah. Yeah, he'd be your backup. He would, yeah.
So you would not hire him as a starting quarterback?
No, in the NFL. No. He looked real handsome holding a clipboard. Really good.
Wow.
Really good. I'm all for him. I'm all for him, Rich. I love the guy.
He can't win 10 games in Pittsburgh next year?
You have to remember that division, there's good quarterbacks on well, somewhat. You know, Cleveland, the jury's still out on Baker. I don't know if it's Baker or if it's the system. I can't figure it out.
Well, no. I mean, in terms of that, Marshall, the fact that Odell is balling out right now, what would you counsel Browns fans to be thinking, seeing that, Marshall?
Well, I don't think that was Baker's fault. I think that was Stefanski's fault. You know, this wasn't the first time. Stefanski was the guy with Diggs as well. You know, this is not the first time he's isolated that kind of receiver, a guy who wants. He's done this before.
What is put more meat on the bones of what the this is?
Please. Well, you isolate a receiver out, a guy who demands the ball, who wants the attention, and whom they may have thought he was a distraction. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you feature, and listen. Here's what Sean McVay. It's a Cooper Kupp show, but he'll feature Odell on drives. They'll feature Odell.
First snap of the game last night was a quick throw to Odell. First snap.
There you go. Yeah. Yes. And you know, some coaches are creative enough to do that, and some they just run a system. And maybe Stefanski he'll get his guy and Kirk Cousins, you know, to come run his offense and you know show that he's actually, you know, worth what they paid him and why they hired him. But I just don't listen, Odell's in the Super Bowl right now. Let's just say that.
I could see that. By the way, I am fluent in Marshall Faulk, Christopher, TJ. I am fluent in Marshall Faulk inflection. Uh-huh. That was a passive aggressive shot at Kirk Cousins, right there.
I cannot imagine Kirk Cousins quarterback in the Minnesota Vikings next year.
So that's why you bring him in for Cleveland. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you bring him in for Cleveland.
Jimmy G or Kirk Cousins, Marshall.
I'm going Kirk Cousins. Kurt has a bigger body of bad work, so I'm going to go Kirk Cousins. Yeah. Mark. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Hall of Famer Marshall Faulk to play us out. Thanks, Marshall. It was great seeing you last night.
All good, man.
Take care.
Always.
Love you, brother.
Right on.
Take care.
Yep. Have a good one.
Marshall Faulk, everybody.
bigger body of bad work.
See, you said passive aggressive, right? And
I'd bring Kirk Cousins in to run my offense because it's just to show you why he was worth all that money.
That's not and passive aggressive. He just came out and said it.
No. But if you wrote that down on a transcript, it would be like Marshall Faulk thinks that bring Kirk Cousins in right. because it was successful in Minnesota. But he just pointed out that Odell's in the Super Bowl, and it wasn't on Baker, it was on Kevin Stefanski. Because he likes to, as he say, isolate guys who want the ball, and he doesn't mean that to isolate them, to enhance them. It's that he wants his system being run, and guys who demand the football more don't fit. So system over, or scheme over talent. Yeah. You know, and that is the biggest shot you can take at a coach is that you don't fit your scheme to your talent. It's your talent that has to fit to your scheme. Yeah. And him saying, well, why don't you go get Kirk Cousins to show why you paid him all that money? I'm fluent in Marshall Faulk. That's not a compliment, and that's not a serious suggestion.
Not a compliment.
All right, we will take a break. There are phone calls right here on the Rich Eisen Show to hit. Don't go anywhere, and we will keep an eye on everything going on in the rest of the sports world. We come back, your calls. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people, or as you might know from their jingle, O-O-O. O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN. All right, everybody. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. The folks at USA Today have an account called For the Win.
For the Win.
This one's For the Win. If Netflix made a movie about Super Bowl 56, there it is. Macaulay Culkin as Joe Burrow and Haley Joel Osment as Matthew Stafford. That's a good one. I haven't really thought about that one before.
It is good, except that Haley Joel is like 5'5".
Well, I mean, I don't know if Macaulay Culkin is the stature of Joe Burrow either.
What
sir.
Is he, 6'4"?
I mean, I think he's tall, Macaulay Culkin.
I don't know.
Tall.
He ain't that
Never
tall.
Never been around him.
Just saying.
That's a good one right there. That's a good one. Joe Burrow channeled The Rock yesterday.
Joe Burrow had it all going okay. on, man.
Told he's giving The Rock vibe. Told he's been giving the Rock vibes of this outfit. Joe Burrow smiled and said, I'll take that. He's very excited about today's fit, and it's his favorite. It's a sort of a black turtleneck and then a and then the chain. So we've seen that. That's an old, right? And didn't he say that those are real because he makes too much money for it to be fake?
too much money for it to be fake diamonds.
Well done, Joe Burrow.
And then The Rock tweeted out last night, too.
Just two badass dudes with a strong drip game and big football dreams is what Dwayne Johnson tweeted out. One is going to the Super Bowl, preparing to cement his gridiron legacy. The other is only famous for rocking a fanny pack and a blanked up haircut.
Fantastic. Or the biggest movie star in the world.
No, I'd be that too.
Either one.
I mean, it's cutouts right here on set with
there
us.
You go.
Either one.
Joe Burrow living his best life. Literally.
Man.
We just thought it was like some brash college kid with the cigar. But that's...
He was probably that's an accurate
only
statement.
Part of the legend, man.
No, I know that, but... And then good luck that, you know, from now on.
Yeah, good luck. You're with the Bengals.
Everything. And that's... It just real quick here. And that's why, again, you're going to hear more of the could he be the next Tom Brady vibe over the next 2 weeks, because everything that he seems to have been about, his past has turned out to be prologue. So maybe his current is too. That's where I'm telling you these dots are going to get connected in a way that we're now at the forefront of.
I feel that's a bit of a stretch.
I know. I get it.
Because who's the Bill Belichick? Who's the Willie McGinnis? Who's the Rodney Harrison? There's a lot of people that have to come into play to make this guy Tom Brady.
I don't know. Maybe Zach
Taylor. And Brockman can tell you far better than I can.
Got
his name.
I know that. I mean, Brady's first year, there was no Jamar Chase running around.
No, it was Troy Brown.
Right, exactly.
David Patton.
Right, yeah.
And those guys.
Uh-huh.
Antoine Smith was
running
Joe
around.
Nixon.
Correct.
Kevin Falk, who Brockman wouldn't speak to at a party.
Hey, now.
844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. I want to tell you about my friends at NetSuite. Been talking quite a bit about this deal since the first of the year. A new financing program for those ready to upgrade to NetSuite. And those of you in your business, owning your business with so much to look at, we call it visibility, like, say, your financials, inventory, planning, budgeting, human resources, HR, right? There's one spot, NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system to power your growth with visibility and control over everything I just said. NetSuite is everything you need to grow all in one place. So to see this full picture and get your poor visibility gone because you're relying on spreadsheets and outdated finance software, you need to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 28,000 businesses already use NetSuite. For the new year, NetSuite has a new financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/rich. Head to netsuite.com/rich for this special one-of-a-kind financing offer on the number one financial system for growing businesses, netsuite.com/rich. John Paul in Houston, Texas, has been waiting for almost 2 hours, so we'll take your call. What's up?
Hey, thank you for having me. Great to be here with you all today.
What's going on, John Paul? What's on your mind?
Not much. Just some statistical data for how well Cincinnati has been doing on this run. Obviously, going into these playoffs, they were one of two teams to have not won a playoff game in the past 25 years. They were 0-7. Detroit was 0-5. Now, regardless of their Super Bowl win or loss, they have now passed up and the next worst team on that list at a 3-10 record are the Dallas Cowboys.
You're talking about since when?
Past 25 years, so since 1997.
Okay. Being oddly specific with those years.
Well, I mean, they are removing...
TJ, if you wanted it to be specific, that as long as I've been watching football, 1997, that summer I would have turned 5. So in my lifetime, I've never seen Dallas one.
John Paul from Houston is the Rich Eisen Show caller version of Kyler Murray, who once said that the Cowboys have sucked ever since he can remember.
True. As Joe Burrow.
Did he use the word sucked?
Or most of the other half quarterbacks in the league.
Okay. Thanks for the call, John Paul. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
There you go. There he goes.
Kyler Murray born in 97?
Crowing about the Bengals and giving an unforeseen, unexpected broadside at TJ, and I was surprised I was surprised you retorted.
Why wouldn't I retort? What do you think?
Because I don't think he's tier one or two, is he?
No.
Well, I mean, if he's a Bengal fan, this is his third Super Bowl appearance.
Zero tier. He's like at the bar, like paying.
No, but he's made the Super Bowl, right? Yeah, that's so all that matters, right?
Right now, he just got out of the Uber because he wants to be responsible. He's now walking up. He sees the line around the block, so he's got to wait. And now he's got to see if maybe someone will come and get him. You know, but he's in line. So
he's in line. Well, TJ, argue with you about football.
Right, and if Joe Burrow wins 2 weeks from yesterday, he's in the club.
Again, Joe B, man, he might buy out the club at this point. I don't know. He might kick us out.
And everybody needs to mark Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern time when Stephen A. Smith, who's out here in Los Angeles now, is slated to appear on this program. And we'll have presented in front of him TJ's four-tier system on how you can be addressed.
It's going to be so great.
That will be wonderful.
It's going to be.
David in Connecticut, you're on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, David?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for holding on.
What's up, Dave?
Oh, yeah, no problem. Really quick, I think Marshall Faulk and Chris Brockman should do an Overreaction Monday podcast because that was pretty epic. Watch this went down there.
Mm-hmm.
I also think, along with all the storylines going on with the Super Bowl between the Bengals and Rams, an important storyline to remember is that this is also the Wesseling Bowl. Shout out the Around the NFL podcast.
Yes, that's right. Yes. Yes, I've seen his. I saw his lovely wife the other day out there with Adam Rank and Greg Rosenthal having lunch outside. And this is the West Bowl, man. This is it. The Keisha Bowl. So it's pretty cool.
Awesome.
It is great.
That's awesome.
That's an excellent point. I'm glad you brought up Chris Wesseling. Well done, sir. And it's just been an amazing run. I appreciate the call, David. Thank you. The West Bowl, right? What are you writing down?
Absolutely. Someone pointed out, I think it's Kathy, who calls in all the time. Marshall, bigger body of bad work. That's a good fantasy name.
Bigger body of bad work is a good fantasy name. You're running it down. Bigger body of bad work. Let's go to Nate in Denver. You're on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Nate?
Hey, how's it going, Rich?
What's up?
I just wonder, do you think that this weekend Aaron Rodgers was sitting around like with Joe Rogan watching football and he turned and said, hey, Joe, I think I'm going to stay right here in the NFC. This is fine. I love Wisconsin. Great weather. This is great. I'm not going anywhere.
I think, Aaron Rodgers staying in the NFC North would be the best thing for him. You know, I mean, I don't know what would be a better spot for him. And I appreciate the call. I mean, where would there be a better spot? Tampa? Would he dare force his way to Tampa? He would never do that. In the same way that him going to Denver, as everyone assumes or they believe, or, you know, Denver hired a coach specifically to lure him, whatever conspiracy you want to throw out there. Would he really want to do and just say, I'll do what Peyton did? Right? I'll do what Tom did. I'll go to Tampa. Like, specifically to the spots where these guys went. Or he could do a version of that by choosing a new spot for himself. So, let's just say he would not want to. Let's just say Green Bay would even entertain the idea of sending him to Tampa. Let's say they would even remotely entertain that idea.
I don't know what Tampa has for draft.
Correct. It's not even possible. Let's say he does entertain the idea of, I will go ahead and, you know, go somewhere else. Would he sit there and say, I've got a unique career right now in Green Bay? Unique. Like, literally, only Favre and Bart Starr have done what I've done. And the only way I can catch Bart Starr, be on his level in every facet, is to win another one here, which I can do by staying put with a coach that I know and a system that I know and an organization that is now suddenly being far more solicitous of his thoughts and processes and beliefs than ever before, because he has put his foot down and expressed what's important to him. Right? So where else would that place be? We keep landing on one spot. And it's Tennessee.
Yeah, Tennessee.
We keep landing on one spot. The team that was number one overall in the AFC. Aaron Rodgers with that Titans defense, sacking Joe Burrow 9 times, and Derrick Henry coming back, wins that football game. One would think. I mean, again, you saw how Mahomes didn't perform well against Cincinnati, and Rodgers had an epic game against Cincinnati in the regular season. And Rodgers also has moments in the playoffs that just do not compute.
Yeah, head scratch. I don't know.
Tennessee is a spot.
Yeah, they're the spot, Rich. Not as big draft capital in this year's draft. They have 3 picks in the top 127.
They'll have to dig into next year.
Yeah. But
I mean, not this year, but the next year. I mean, 2023. Yeah. They have to dig in. Anybody's going to have to dig into, I think, the next 3 drafts.
Probably. And the big thing going for the Titans, they play in Green Bay next year. Mm-hmm.
This is not a revenge thing, I don't think, unless things fall completely apart. And Ian Rappaport, my colleague from the NFL Media Group, mentioned that the conversations have gone far more swimmingly than previous years.
Yeah, Ian
was
already
talked.
Yeah, he was on another program today and said Rodgers stuck around for a couple days after the year ended.
You could say what program it is.
Planned for the future. He was on McAfee's show.
Yeah, that's what he said on game day morning yesterday.
Packers' cautious optimism that he's coming back.
Right, So, maybe so. But like I said, it's going to have to come at some point saying, you know, he's got to put out his rock, and if they put out their paper at the same time, that's a problem.
Where's the scissors?
If he then puts out his scissors, they put out a paper, that might be a problem. They both just got to put out the same rock. You know, okay, on three, you tell me what you want. 1, 2, 3, rock. Okay, there we go. We're staying. I'm assuming at some point this decision will have to get made, and then contracts will have to be redone. And
before free agency.
Correct.
Like
and if not, I just don't buy, like, you know, Denver hired their guy, right, and he's their guy that's to lure Rodgers. At the same time, it's like, okay, he's got the ability to finish his career entirely with one team. And it's not just any team. It's the Green Bay Packers. And it's not just any team right now. It's a team that's won 13 games 3 straight years. Kind of makes sense. And also, where the most tenured head coach in the division is theirs, and the second most tenured head coach is Dan Campbell. Stay there.
Kneecaps.
You're going to get a home playoff game for sure. The question is, how many more can you get?
But is that
advantage of the opportunity?
Is that an advantage, a home playoff game, as we've been talking about?
I don't know. Chris in Kansas, you're on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Chris?
How you doing, sir? Jim Harbaugh, wondering what you guys think about the Jim Harbaugh situation and if he's going to the Vikings, if you think Miami's going to make a run at him.
Well, the owner of, and thanks for the call, the owner of the Dolphins and Stephen Ross, his name is everywhere on the campus in Ann Arbor, Michigan. It's the business school's named after him. He's donated an insane amount of money to the school. He's already come out and said he's not going to be the one who takes Harbaugh away from the school. That's what he has said. Now then, if Harbaugh has already decided to tell the school, I'm not coming back, and now he's suddenly available, then that's a different story. He's not taking him from the school. Harbaugh's leaving the school. So that allows him to go ahead and hire Harbaugh, and I'm seeing all sorts of rumors about that. And I'm like rolling my eyes every single second. The minute that the Bears went ahead, you know, and hired Eberflus, I'm like, okay, that's one bullet dodged. Mm-hmm. And then the Raiders go ahead and hire McDaniels. I'm like, that's the other bullet dodged. Who else is going to come to get him? And then I hear he's zooming with the Vikings, by the way. Terrible album. And, you know.
Is that ELO? Like,
I don't even know what it is. What it is is not music to my ears at all. Nice. Because now it's different, is the way I'm viewing it. Now it's different. The rumors flying in newspapers and on television and on the internet is one thing. For him to actually go ahead and kick a tire with an interview, whether it is a full-on, I've got my PowerPoint, here's how we're going to handle Cousins, here's how we're going to handle the defense, here's the way we're going to handle the draft, here's the way that I'm interested in handling all of those things, and you tell me if you're interested in having me come aboard, and so on and so forth. Or it's just exploratory, just a chit-chat. Now that that has happened, now when you go into recruiting wars and you go into somebody's living room, now you're going to have to answer, well, are you going to be there? And it's one thing you could say, that's just internet reports. The other thing is parents like, so did you meet with the Vikings? Like, what about? And even if he's able to explain that to a parent and another, like Lincoln Riley walks in and it's like, yeah, I already just made that move. I'm not going anywhere. I'm at USC forever. Or Saban walks in. Yeah, where do you think I'm going? Except to shoot my next Aflac commercial. And dance with my recruit like I'm Brian Kelly. Right? So that's the problem I now have. It's just like, if you've interviewed now, now it opens yourself up to all of those problems on the recruiting trail. That, to me, you could sit here and say, well, it's just the same problem, but the rumors are out there. Well, it's not just a rumor. You've actually done it. And it's going to be a tough job for my coach to put that one back in the bottle. One way to do it would be to sign a major long-term deal and announce you're staying with the Michigan Wolverines. That's the only way this thing in my mind can end up, is like, it can't just be, yeah, I'm now, you know, touting my recruiting class and yeah, what? I show up at the Big Ten media day and in the summer and say, what Zoom with the Vikings?
That's probably what he would do.
You gotta, that's what I was saying. I was looking forward to those moments. Now it's gotta be a long-term deal. Now Michigan's got to pony up. Maybe that was this way all along. I don't know. It's a hell of a game of chicken that I'm not terribly interested in. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial right here on the program. We will set up the rest of the week, take more of your phone calls when we come back on this very fun, busy Monday. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey, we're back here on The Rich Eisen Show, everybody.
Hey. Welcome to the party, pal. Hey.
844-204-RICH is the
number. So, Rich, somebody brought, remember we were talking the locker rooms?
Yeah.
Somebody brought up a good point on Twitter. There's the Chargers and the Rams, two home locker rooms.
Bengals go to
so
Chargers.
Bengals go to Chargers. Fixed. We solved the problem.
There you go.
Somebody actually said that on Twitter to me.
Except that you think the Chargers want the Bengals in their locker room?
Not their building.
It is their building. It's the,
They pay rent.
Yeah, a dollar right. Isn't it a
dollar, yeah? Mike, what happened in the CBS halftime?
Oof. Well, let's just say they put a cluster of what we call...
Yeah, layman's terms, Mike.
In layman's terms. Those are a cluster of speakers behind the set.
Now, shouldn't that be already worked out that they don't put him there? So did somebody from Arrowhead just like say, let me just put this monster thing right behind where five guys are about to broadcast to the whole entire country?
I have to think that that was something that wasn't rehearsed, maybe, because it's an AFC champ Super Bowl. That would have been rehearsed 15 times.
Right.
You would know. You've been done how many?
Yeah, right, sure. Right.
There's no way you would know.
So
you
all of a sudden, they're in the truck for CBS, and they see somebody wheel this monster speaker system right behind, like, James Brown's head.
I had that happen to me in New Orleans in 2002 for my pregame show. But it was the halftime show that was going to get me because U2 was playing.
Yeah.
And they decided to move something. I was in communication with the people that run the sound.
Right.
And said, by the way, when we come out with Paul McCartney, he was on set because he did the pregame.
Yeah.
I'm like, when we bring Paul on set, we got to be able to hear him. They just turned off the speaker. Like, there should have been someone in communication. That's a drop of the ball. Not, no pun intended.
No,
that's why people were tweeting me. I would never, pregame shows, that would never.
James Brown was using sign language.
Yeah,
to communicate, right?
I mean, Boomer Esiason during the hit was like, I have no idea what you just said. I can't hear you, but here's my point.
I mean, Rich, you've done how many stadium shows where it's been insanely loud?
Well, as you know, I always have my fun with the insanely loud band at the draft during,
it's like
what are we doing here?
Like, we've been close to, like, when we were in the old Raiders in that stadium. That was insanely loud.
I kind of trolled on some Niner fans yesterday. Did you see that video we put out there?
No.
All right. Hey, Hoskins, that's how we're going to close the show. Go. I'll send you guys the video.
But, yeah, that was a...
I had my fun one.
That was definitely
some Niner fans who had no idea what I was saying because they were so loud.
Oh, yeah, please.
I had my fun one. Getting ready for the Super Bowl for 2 weeks from now with the Bengals and the Rams fans. Behind us for 8.5 hours.
Bengals fans are going to show up.
They sure are.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Good day.
Right here. 844-204-RICH, the number to dial. You know who's in studio tomorrow? Been cultivating this caper for a long time.
Oh. Is this breaking news?
No. You know it's coming.
Oh, okay.
You just may have not remembered that he's on the sheet, if you will. The man.
Becky Lynch?
No. The man who's dragging out of Madison Square Garden and overnight jailing.
Kevin's buddy. I'm kidding.
Kevin.
Charles Oakley.
Hey.
Oak,
baby.
Go get Kevin.
You can't wait for this.
Dang.
I know for a fact.
Nothing puts me in the wormhole more than the mention of Charles Oakley and what happened that night.
Yeah.
I just can't wait for you to be able to express this to him.
Like face to face.
Yeah, because he's got to understand.
Then Stephen A. Smith on Wednesday. And then Whitney Cummings slated to be here Thursday.
Oh. Hey now.
She's watching a lot of football.
She is.
Yeah.
She did.
I think she was at the game last night.
How about it?
You know who was at the game last night was Sebastian Maniscalco, who texted me. I'm like, how fast is your wife going to walk tonight? He said she wore heels to the game. And I'm like, that is fundamentally unsound for a big game like this,
man.
Oh,
yeah, you can't do that.
But that's going to provide him for some fodder for his next step.
Everybody check that out on YouTube. Sebastian Maniscalco coming
here. Leo was at the game last night, too.
They were, yeah.
He made the montage.
Leo DiCaprio? Odyssey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I passed a person.
Okay.
You saw him?
No, I saw a couple people.
I don't know. What does that mean?
I saw a couple stars.
So just say who they are.
No, people that we like. They're stars.
That's so weird.
Let's go to Tommy in Kentucky. You're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Tommy?
Hey, Rich. Glad you could have me. I just wanted to call in and say how proud I am of my Bengals. You know, finally making it back after so many years. I know we made it a couple times in the 80s, but we always had to deal with that pesky Joe Montana fella.
That's right.
You know, so we don't have to worry about him. We got a Joe of our own now, Joey Business. He's doing it.
Joey Business.
I'm here to tell you, the defense stepped up so huge yesterday in the second half of that game.
It did.
I was so proud of them boys. Over the years, they've made me want to cry, but last night I actually had the tears.
Well, thanks. There you go. Thanks for the call right there.
Congrats,
a couple things off of that. Do you know who the defensive coordinator of the Bengals is? Is Lou Anarumo. went to my high school. We're two Staten Islanders. We got to get that guy on here. Forget about it.
Great name.
We should definitely talk to that.
And by the way,
guy.
Somebody from Staten Island would absolutely agree that Joey Business is a great nickname for Joe Burrow. That's the other. That's not bad.
Are you?
You're hearing about Joe Cool. You can't do that.
That's Montana.
Joe Burr is the one everyone's talking
about. Joe what?
About. Like Burr, because B-R-R, like I'm cold, because he's got ice in his veins.
Well, that's ridiculous.
He's the Tiger King.
That's my man right there.
A lot of people online calling him Joe Shiesty. A lot of Bengals
fans. I've heard that about Joe Shiesty. I've heard that somebody's got jerseys up there called Shiesty.
I see a lot of
Joey
that,
Business is not bad.
That's a great name.
Joey Business is great. Business.
That's like Dirk Diggler. By the way, that's up there with
the Oh, my God.
Wow. just went there. I like all of them because this guy is the man.
I know, isn't he? He's so likable. He's so damn likable.
He's super cocky and arrogant, but like it comes off as like, hey, I kind of like that.
You dislike him. That's exactly,
You
don't dislike that guy.
It's just hard work and dedication and your belief in yourself, and you could do it. Like I said, that's part of the reason why you're
I'm happy business. For Bengal fans, man.
Did you say my colleagues at the NFL Network Research Department have gone next level? Have you gotten,
They tweeted out this one thing that was pretty funny. So Joe Burrow, here it is. He's going to be the 10th Joe quarterback in the Super Bowl, which ties the name Tom for the most all time, all Brady, obviously.
That's right, yeah.
Who are the other Joes?
Okay, here we go. I got him.
Oh, hold on.
I got him.
To start, not to win, just to start.
Let me do this.
Well, okay. Rich, I know you know this, obviously.
Yeah, I mean.
I want to hear this guy
Let's
see if Del Tufo knows.
Tufo's not going to get it.
I got him.
I totally can.
Okay, hold on. Let Mike, you go first.
Because, Rich, I know you got it, right?
So Montana's four. We'll help you out.
That's four for Montana.
So then you need six more.
You need six more. And Joe Burrow is five, so you need five more.
Five more. Good Lord.
I thought you just said you had it.
Wow, great job.
Namath.
Six.
Flacco.
Flacco.
Seven. Ooh, I wouldn't have gotten Flacco.
Theismann.
Yep.
Rhymes with Heisman.
Winner.
That means we need two more.
Two more. Well, no.
Did you know Joe only started one? Don't forget, Rippon started one and Doug Williams started the other.
Oh, that is true.
Okay. So, and Namath only started one.
That's a win, but he started a loss. Didn't he start that Raiders loss in 83?
Yeah, so wait, hold on.
He played in two Super Bowls, Joey T?
Because he lost to the Raiders.
He lost one.
He lost to the Raiders. He only won one. He lost in 84.
So who are the other Joes? Have they announced it yet? We're missing one?
Well, I think that was it.
If you're taking starting appearances.
Yeah. Theismann, Namath,
Flacco,
Montana, now Burrow. Again, they're tied with Tom, and it's just Tom Brady.
It's fantastic.
Speaking of it, too,
that's Tom ridiculous. Brady.
So tonight, what do you think happens tonight on his pod? Where he's just still thinking about it?
They have a segment about it. Obviously, you got to ask. Larry might needle him a little bit, Larry Fitzgerald, and then they're just going to kind of laugh and
but
move
he kicks
on.
It down the road. He doesn't make it official
Kick
tonight.
Kick it down the road. Tom's going to say, you know, I'm here wherever I am. You know, Tom Curran said he's overseas somewhere, and then they're just going to laugh about it. You know, I hadn't made up my mind. You know, my dad said this, and then they're just going to move on and talk
about it. Yeah, but then you have to say, then what are the plans to retire?
Make a decision before free agency.
Is ESPN saying he's definitely retiring? He's not.
Oh, they're sticking,
they haven't couched
they're
it at all.
They're
it.
On that hill.
And Ian today was saying the same stuff that the report is accurate that Tom does plan to retire.
Yeah, but the whole thing is like, what is plan to retire? Meaning, my plan is to announce it in the manner in which I'm doing it.
Right.
Not like they're just trying to set things up with his 401k, right?
I would imagine all of his investment.
That's what I'm saying. Like to me, like what to me, to me, you know what my plan to retire is? My plans to retire involve investments, sound investments for the future,
a lot of wine,
pension,
a lot of golf.
Yes.
Yeah.
Whatever compensation programs are afforded me to try and figure out. That's what everyone around here, you know.
Oh, we see the commercials are nonstop.
That's the plans to retire.
Right.
This man, what is his plan to retire? What else does that mean? I have plans to retire. So do we all. I've been putting money away since I was 20-something.
He's got the new clothing line that's out.
That's what I'm saying. Just like
you can buy a new boat.
That's what I'm saying. Like Jim Gray is going to follow up and say, Tom, what is your plan? What's the secret to your plan? To retire.
Get a good financial advisor.
Yes, you've got a great advisor.
TB12 retirement plans.
And could you imagine? here's my plan to retire. I have a new deal with Fidelity Investments.
Yeah, right, TB12.
You know what I mean? That's, it's just been all big one scheme.
Liberty Mutual.
To lead up to another thing. Yeah, he's going to be with the emu, right? It's Tom and the emu.
I just hope, like, Tom's plans to retire.
That's what tonight's going to be.
Like, can we also get Gronk a USAA account? Like, I mean, yeah, I've been seeing those.
I mean, how many times the guy got to ask?
Like, poor guy. Like, just give him an account.
This is part of his plan to retire. It's not working out.
He's special.
That's his plan. See what I'm saying? Like, these words that we all hide behind because we're just waiting for the announcement to come. Yeah. Plan to retire. I've got one, too. You know?
Is it a rollover Roth? It's
taking all these hits, you know, in the market.
Which is it? Stocks are down. I mean, come on.
Should I talk about that with Oakley tomorrow?
Crypto, a lot of FTX, maybe?
Albert Breer is going to join us tomorrow, too. He's slated to join us from Mobile, Alabama. Oh. Yeah, man. It's the time of the talent evaluation portion of the calendar when we start finding out, is Kenny Pickett a top five or not? That's how we're rolling on to Tuesday's program. We also, as I mentioned, Stephen A. Smith is going to be on our program as well. Joe Kapp is the other Joe, by the way. Super Bowl IV for the Vikings.
Wow.
I knew we were missing a Joe.
Wow.
How about that?
Joe Kapp.
Unbelievable.
No relation to Cup.
No way I would get that. No.
It's spelled almost very similar.
Cap, different.
Yeah. That's the way we play. To play us out.
To play us out.
Joe Cap, Cooper Cup, Han and M Humor. We'll chat Tuesday.